fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of October. Prepper tip of the day, stock up on the basics. Food, toiletries, spices. Can't have too much of those things. This is Farmers Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the Facebook page, Freedom Center USA, the telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Sign up for training. Get some high-quality thermal vision scopes. Maybe have a custom rifle built. Here's that phone number. Call Wednesday afternoon or later, 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Yeah, John, we just delivered about 12 thermals last week. People should be receiving them. I haven't checked any of the tracking numbers, but today or tomorrow, maybe Wednesday if they're on the coast. But we should be getting some feedback next week on some of these new thermals. They're just amazing. I mean, I can't even explain to people what an advantage they are during the day and during the night. A lot of people think about buying night vision. I wouldn't recommend it unless you're driving around in the dark looking through glass. Then you need night vision. But for a weapon sight, for threat detection, the thermal is so superior to night vision. It's even superior to binoculars during the daylight. Your own eyes in broad daylight with a great set of binoculars cannot detect what a thermal sight can detect. And the thermal sight is useful day and night. It works just as good in the day at detecting camouflage threats as it does in the dark. It doesn't care. The thermal does not care day or night. It works incredibly well and superior to anything in detecting human threats day or night. And if you don't have a thermal sight on your AR-15, I would highly recommend you give me a call. We are setting these up now, these new Pulsar units with the 30mm tubes and an RMR red dot sight. So you can now go day, night, you can go red dot indoors, and you can go thermal day or night outdoors, and it is amazing. You will be stunned at the effectiveness of this whole system.
Amazing. And what brand is that?
We've been using the Pulsars for the mid to lower priced units. Pulsar has a new 640 by 480 engine, 12 micron. And if you're not looking to spend $9,000 or $10,000 on a thermal, the Pulsars are an incredible option for anywhere between $5,000 to $6,500.
Well, would it be a fair statement to say that that $6,500 today would have been, 8 years ago, maybe $12,000 for Equal technology?
First off, there was an Equal technology 8 to 10 years ago, and it would have been $26,000 to $32,000 10 years
ago. Whoa, amazing. This technology is just breathtaking. It really is. What you can get your hands on at such a very reasonable price. It's just absolutely amazing. Well, you've been touting thermal imaging for a long time, and when I first looked through it, I found it to be quite amazing, and it is amazing. The technology is breathtaking, isn't it?
It really is a tremendous advantage, and without getting into a long scientific dissertation on emissivity and spectrums, frequencies and all that stuff. Suffice it to say that the thermals we had in Ferguson were incredibly useful, and I'll describe the scenarios. So we're on the rooftops in an urban environment in Ferguson, Missouri, in a security situation. There's 2,800 rioters running around in the streets. I'll say 2,800 protesters. I won't say rioters. Some of them were rioters. Some of them were arsonists. And the conditions were cold. It was anywhere between 24 and 38 degrees at night. It was raining. It was sleeting. We were getting freezing rain. We were getting snow. There were street lights that were blooming, causing these huge halos, 15, 20-foot halos because of the snow and moisture in the air. Regular optics and night vision were absolutely useless in that environment. The smoke from the fires, the smoke from the tear gas, you couldn't see squat. Now you pull up your thermal and look around, and the thermal sees through all of that. It doesn't even know it's there. It's amazing. The lights that were causing all of this blooming and glare and all of these things through regular optics, rifle scopes, binoculars, night vision, you name it. Those lights, just the bulbs, if you were on black hot, the bulbs look the shape of the bulb in black. There was no glare. There was no interference with your vision looking at other things. You could see through the sleet. You could see through the fog. You could see through the smoke. It was incredible. And there were people running from the west fluorescent side to the south fluorescent road, and they were running up and down the railroad tracks and through the woods along the sides of the railroad tracks. And we could pick those people out from 500, 600, 700, 800 yards away with the thermal. You couldn't see who was who 80 yards away with regular optics in those conditions.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, the technology is available. It's off the shelf. It's illegal to ship this stuff overseas without special paperwork, isn't it?
Yeah, the thermal and night vision is ITAR regulated, and ITAR, I-T-A-R, stands for International Trafficking of Arms. And if you buy a thermal, you have to fill out an ITAR form. You have to sign it. It says that you're aware of the federal laws. You can't show this optic to a foreigner. You can't let a foreigner look through it. You can't let a foreigner take possession of it. You cannot leave the country with it. The borders of the United States, you may not leave the borders of the United States with this device without written permission from the State Department. They regulate this stuff pretty carefully. We don't want that stuff getting into people's hands overseas.
Well, that's just smart. That's just smart. It really is. You got a question or comment? We got a new phone number here at Republic Broadcasting, 512-248-8252. What direction you want to go next, Sam?
Well, John, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the sling configuration thing. We've We went over that at the beginning on the firearms tip of the week, is to get a sling that is capable of going from single point to dual point back to single point in a matter of seconds. Let's talk a little bit about why you may want to do that. If you're on your feet and you're using your rifle and you're fighting, shooting, moving, whatever it is you're doing, you're going to want that single point sling in the single point configuration. And that, if you set it up the way that we ask you to, the way that we teach you to, you can then transition very easy to the left side. If you have a kit, if you have a vest, an armored vest with mag pockets and full kit, you want to take the strap of your sling and you want to make sure that it feeds through the shoulder strap above the pad on your vest. That way, the sling is not cutting around your neck the whole time you're using it, because it will cut your neck. It will abrade your neck and burn your neck and eventually cut through your neck. So you want the sling to slide through the loops on your shoulder strap of your kit. Or if you have like a shoulder strap pad, you can take the Velcro off, lace the sling inside that covering, and then reattach the Velcro. But the sling needs to slide. It needs to move at least 16 inches back and forth through that shoulder strap smoothly. And so a padded sling may be too fat to work with your shoulder strap. You want to use the pad on the vest rather than use a padded sling. You need something that can move. And the reason it needs to slide in your shoulder configuration is, if you're using your weapon, your primary long arm, your AR-15 or whatever that might be, and that gun jams or goes down, you may need to transition to your pistol quickly. And by configuring the sling the way we've taught you, and by having the ability for that sling to slide through the shoulder strap of your vest, you can transition your long arm out of the way and get your pistol into the fight in less than a second. With some practice. And that can be the difference between saving your life or losing your life. If you've got a threat that's immediate right in front of you and you have an issue with your rifle, you're not going to do the tap, rack, and roll thing that they teach in these schools. You're going to transition immediately to your sidearm and stay in the fight. And the difference is a skilled operator can draw his sidearm in about 0.6 to 0.8 of a second, where just to do a speed reload on a mag change, not even talking about clearing a jam like a double feed, but just doing a speed reload will take the average guy about 1.2 to 1.8 seconds with an AR-15. And so you can literally get your pistol into play 2 to 3 times faster than you can simply reload your rifle, which is the easiest thing to do to get your rifle back in play. If you have a stovepipe or you have a double feed, it could be a lot longer than a second and a half. And that's why we teach the transition to the pistol if you have a rifle issue. And that sling needs to work with your transition technique, and it needs to be able to slide through those loops or through that shoulder pad fairly efficiently.
Sam, what's the current protocol for the Army to issue pistols to infantrymen?
I have absolutely no idea. I know a guy can ask. I'm sure there's some current Army guys out there listening. Give them that new number, John. We haven't had a single caller this week, and I have a feeling it's because we changed numbers.
Well, the old one still works, but the new one is 512-248-8252. I know in Vietnam, I didn't know any enlisted men who were issued pistols. Many of us had pistols, including myself. I had a 1911 that we got any way we could get it. But I don't know what the protocols are for the Marines either for issuing pistols to their men. It would be interesting to know. And if you got a question or comment, just please give us a call at 512-248-8252. All right. Traditionally, American soldiers don't go into battle with pistols, do they?
Tr- Traditionally, they haven't. I know my brother, one of my little brothers was a Marine. He carried a 9mm. He was issued an M9, a Beretta, and he was actually a fairly decent pistol shot. He had qualified expert. He was a good shooter. I'm not sure about the Army, though. I don't know. I know they've just switched pistol designs. They're going away. Our military's going away from the Beretta, the M9, and they're going to a new SIG.
Well, the Marine Corps went back to a slightly modified 1911 a few years ago. I don't know if they stuck with it or not, but the Army was considering it. But maybe they just couldn't swallow their pride and admit that they made a massive mistake by going to that 9mm in the first place, in my opinion, anyway.
I can't believe that the military didn't go to the FN 509 in 9mm. That is a fantastic pistol. Sans the lousy trigger, which I've already changed. I bought one about 2 months ago, and when I got it out of the box, it looked beautiful. I put an RMR red dot sight on it because I'm old and I'm farsighted, so I can see that dot crystal clear, sharp on the target where the sight, particularly the rear sight's a little blurry for me these days. And I shot bullets into the same hole with it with a 7 3/4 pound trigger. And I went to do a couple El Presidentes, and my split times with my pistol are usually around 0.13, sometimes 0.14, sometimes 0.12, but usually 0.13 to 0.14. And I pulled this pistol out and ran a few El Presidentes, and my split times were 0.22, 0.23, 0.22, 0.21. I was like, what in the hell happened to my split times? And I took the pistol back to the shop and I measured the trigger pull on the 509, and it was 7 3/4 pounds. I was like, oh boy, this is not good. And I went home that night. I got on the computer. I found a spring kit made by M Carbo, and I found a aftermarket trigger made by Apex. So I ordered both. They came in about 3 weeks later, and I've installed both now. And I'm now down to 4 1/4 pounds with a shorter pull and a crisp reset. And apparently I need to practice a little more because my splits have only gotten down to about 0.16.
Well, practice makes perfect, and practice makes permanent, as you like to say.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's the thing. And, you know, even for a guy who's shot rifles and pistols literally millions of rounds over the last 40 years, it's hard to imagine that someone that's had that much practice, that their trigger and reset skills could degrade to the point where I've probably lost 20 to 30% of my speed with a pistol. And, you know, to go from 0.13 to 0.16, you know, that's probably more than a 20% increase. So I'm 20% slower from not practicing with my pistol for the last couple of years. And it's a humbling thing to realize it, but your skills will degrade if you don't get out and practice all the time. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. I've found it be true myself, and it's a very true statement that these rifle and pistol shotgun skills are all perishable skills that need to be refreshed and renewed on a regular basis.
It's absolutely true, and I'll use myself as a benchmark because the numbers are very familiar. Early this year, one of my instructors and I, we went out and we worked a little bit on our pistol skills. We were doing one-shot draws on the pack timer. We were doing El Presidentes, and we'll talk about it after the break.
We do have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Yeah. Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, The Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want that vehicle to run for that one last trip, the most important trip of your life, do what I did. Get yourself an EMP Shield device for that truck, that automobile, motorcycle, whatever it is. Nice discount if you get it at my website. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. He has classes available for you novices out there. You want to get some basic training and get started. So sign up for a class. Give him a call at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, John, I want to give a review of a new product that I got to use this past weekend. We had a customer a couple months ago order a Dillon 1100, and I ordered it. It didn't come in. It took almost 10 weeks to come in, and he called me the day before the press came in and accused me of stealing his money and not ordering the press, and I told him, no, I really did order it the day I cashed the check and blah, 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 and he got angry and said he wanted his money back, so I sent him his money back. Well, the very next day, the press came in. Well, we got it mounted on the bench on Saturday and started loading with this new Dillon 1100. And it's an updated version of the 1050. It's about a $2,200 machine. And I got to tell you, John, they have improved this press over the 1050. It has a longer throw. You can load longer cartridges on it. 308. It's not just a handgun or a 223 press anymore. And also, we were loading 300 blackout. And it has a rheostat now on the case feeder that drops the brass into the tube. You know, that thing spins around in the hopper and aligns the brass and drops it primer down into the tube so you can feed it into the wheel of the machine or the shell plate of the machine. This press is so smooth. It is, it's got a larger bearing now. It's got more leverage on the handle. It's smoother. The case feeder is better. The case feeder is now adjustable. You can make fine adjustments to the case feeder. I mean, it never fed a case wrong. It absolutely performed on every stroke. I mean, this is a really, really well-designed machine, and it's a pleasure to use. It's almost effortless to load cases. And I think my buddy in his first hour on this press was averaging about 800 rounds an hour. His first time he ever used it.
Really?
It was that smooth and that flawless. I mean, what a beautiful machine. You know, my, props out to Dillon for making the updates and making such a fantastic machine.
Well, Mr. Dillon has since passed on, but obviously he left the company in good hands to continue his innovative work, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, they do two things really, really well at Dillon. Let's say three. They make great tumblers, vibratory tumblers that have a lifetime warranty. I've had mine for 20 years, never had an issue with them. And they make a great 1050 press. And the 1100 is easily 10-15% better than the 1050. So the new Dillon 1100, I would highly recommend to anyone that's loading more than 3,000 rounds a year to look at this press. For handgun shooters, it is a godsend. For people with AR-15s or 300 blackouts or 6.5 Grendels, this thing is amazing. Now, we're ordering them. I've got three on back order right now. They're taking about 10 weeks to get in. But I would highly recommend, if you're into loading ammo, and you don't want to load 70 to 80 rounds an hour, you want to load more like 800 to 1,000 rounds an hour, this machine is worth its weight in gold. The new Dillon 1100 is just a tremendous piece of equipment.
It certainly sounds like it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just, you have your own ammunition factory there right at home, couldn't you?
Oh, you could easily make 6,000 rounds in an 8-hour shift with this. Easily.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, if Biden by hook or by crook could get elected, you'd see the end of that real quick, wouldn't you?
You know what? What Biden says he's going to do and what he can actually do are two completely different things. I don't know if you've ever heard the story about the federal agent walking up to a rancher and saying, "Hey, I want to inspect your property. I'm a federal agent." And the rancher said, "Okay, no problem. You go ahead and inspect what you need to inspect." He says, "Well, I'm looking for illegal drugs, people growing marijuana on your property." And the rancher said, "I understand. And I'll tell you the punchline when we come back."
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of October. I believe it's still time to join the Election Day team. This is an outfit that trains you to become a poll watcher. You'd be registered with the county government to make observations at a polling place for an hour, 2 hours, maybe a longer shift. Report back to county officials if you see any improprieties. It'd be a great opportunity to help make this election free and fair. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also my website, people are paying more attention to their health now than they have probably ever. And when it comes to pain issues and sleep issues, the Energy Cleaner will help. I'm selling more energy cleaners than I ever have the past 11 years I've been working with Tom Berryhill. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, and I ship them out priority mail, signature confirmation. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally on the energy cleaner. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, here it is, 417-718-2597. Sam, have you begun the next bulk order for thermal vision, sir?
We are starting to take orders this Wednesday, so if you're interested in a thermal, give me a call Wednesday or Thursday of this week, and we'll get you what you need. It's not a quick process. I think I took some orders. It took 3 weeks to get things shipped, but we are getting them reliably. We are getting a number of different thermal units at certain price points. So we have a thermal unit around the $5,000 price point, one around the $6,000, one around the $7,500 price point, and one around the $9,000, and one around $10,000. So each one of these price points gives you a step up in performance and capability. But honestly, if you've got an AR-15 and you need thermal or night vision, don't buy night vision. Call me and get a thermal. We'll get you the right stuff, and you'll be much more effective in the dark.
Absolutely. Or the light, either one.
Yes.
Now, a word about lasers. If there's smoke or dust or haze, the laser will show right where the shooter is, won't it?
Yeah, or humidity, there almost always is. It's amazing. We take these bright flashlights out and we test them, and you wouldn't believe the crap that's floating around in the air at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it looks like a lightsaber. There's so much dust and stuff in the air these days that it's pretty remarkable. A laser will literally draw a line back. You don't want a laser. You want to stay away from lasers. You want to stay away from transmitting anything. And a lot of night vision relies on infrared illuminators, which do the same thing. They identify you. You don't want to identify yourself. You want to identify the enemy and let yourself remain unidentified if you want to survive a conflict. And the thermals work day or night. The night vision only works at night, and it's not very good at threat detection. Certainly useless compared to a piece of thermal. So give me a call. We'll get you set up right. So before the break, I was setting up a metaphor for perceived authority versus actual power. And it's an old story that country boys tell. And it has to do with a federal agent showing up on a rancher's land and saying, I want to inspect your land for illegal drugs. And the rancher very humbly says, well, that's fine, sir, but please don't go in that field over there. And the federal agent pulls out his badge and says, do you see this? This is a federal badge. I have authority to go anywhere I want. No questions asked, none answered. Do you understand? And the rancher very humbly says, that's fine, sir, I understand. And so, sure enough, the federal agent marches right into the field that the rancher told him not to go into. The next thing you know, you hear these screams of terror. The federal agent is running for his life. The farmer looks up, the rancher looks up, and he sees this guy running for his life, and he sees his bull that weighs 2,000 pounds chasing this guy, about to stomp him into the ground. And the rancher grabs his shovel, he runs to the edge of the fence, and he screams out, show him your badge. Show him the badge. Now, here's the metaphor. Okay. The federal agent is the federal government. The bull is the American rifle owner. Okay. The federal agent claims authority, but the bull has the power. And as long as Americans do not, under any circumstances, give up their rifles, that scenario will eventually play out. And I want people to understand there's a big difference between perceived and claimed authority and actual power. Our founding fathers were geniuses when they put the Second Amendment in place. They made sure that the American rifleman held the power. Not just the perceived authority. The power resides with the American people, and the American people need to understand that They need to have no fear, and they need to occasionally, I guess, remind these federal crooks that they work for us. We don't work for them.
Absolutely. Well, I like that, Sam. I like that a lot. Your question or comment, this is Farmers Monday. We're taking your calls and comments at 512-248-8252. I say again, 512-248-8252. All right, Sam, what direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, we're gathering some red dot sites to do a parallax test, and hopefully we'll have some information on that in a few days. I think it would be nice to know. There's some red dots out there that claim to be parallax free, and I'm unconvinced. And so we're going to do a test, we're going to measure, we're going to have hard data for everybody. You know, we've had some really good performers at our training classes, different types of red dot sites. The Aimpoint Comp MS4, the EOTEX, the HoloSuns have all worked flawlessly at our facility. And I see we've got a caller possible.
We do. We have Ty in Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Sam, do you have any experience or opinion on the ATN brand, Alpha Tango November brand of scope? They're putting out some thermal. Any opinions on that brand, sir?
We don't use ATN because as far as the raw performance of the engine, the resolution, the micron level, and the price, they don't offer anything above what Pulsar does or what Trigicon does. So we tend to stick to the Trigicon and the Pulsar units. Are you looking at a particular unit, Ty, or are you just asking as a general question?
I'm asking as a general question. I have a friend who's got one on order, and I went through I tried to do a brief exercise with him on engine resolution, microns, those three basic things that need to be covered, and it seemed to hit all the points, but I've also heard that ATN doesn't build a good piece of equipment, that they're just not sturdy and robust. So their technical specs on this particular one for about $3,700-$3,800 seem to match up, but you know, that's why I thought I'd ask you if you had any experience with them. But that's the only question I had.
We had problems with some of ATN stuff a few years ago, and we just stopped using it. You know, if there's one thing my vendors understand about me, if you send me junk, I will never buy from you again. And if you send me things that don't work, that haven't been inspected, that aren't durable, that don't perform as advertised, I just won't deal with you ever. You know, for me, with my vendors, the relationship is about honesty. And it's about performance. And if my vendors lie to me on one product, what's to keep them from lying to me on another product? You know, if they send me junk on one product, what's to keep them from sending me junk? So, like, I had trouble with Leopold scopes years ago. We don't use them anymore. I had trouble with ATN. I've had trouble with some night vision companies. We don't use them anymore. You know, the thermals that we sell have 2 and 3 year warranties on them. I've never seen an intensifier tube with more than a 1 year warranty on a night vision piece. And the thermal detection capability is so superior that we go with these high end thermal companies that give great warranties and they build great products. And, you know, I've only had one issue with a thermal that a customer called me on. And that's been it over, I guess, 7 years now.
Well, thanks for the response. I tried to gently nudge him towards the Pulsar, but you know how us men are. We get our mindset on something, and it's hard to listen to anybody else. So I'll cross my fingers that hopefully his equipment is okay. But, yeah, all right. Well, you confirmed my suspicions. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Didn't talk to you last week, but... I was curious, Sam, on a couple of different things. One, I think in California, when they passed that assault weapons ban there, wasn't it like 6% of the people that supposedly had these AR-15s ever turned them in?
It was an extremely low percentage. I doubt it was even 6%. I would say probably closer to 1% to 2%.
Yeah, and you never hear nothing about what they ever did to the people that had them. And the next question is kind of a technical question. So I come across a really good buy on a 1 to 6, 30 millimeter tube Vortex, the one that is set up for the AR-15, and it's got the drop and everything for the AR-15, and it's a lit reticle. So I bought it, and I was curious. I mean, it goes out to 600 yards, and it has the width of the shoulders of a man and the crosshairs going down and windage, little points on windage and different things in it. what I was curious about is if someone were to try to transition that, obviously, to the 300 blackout, it would be way off, I'm sure. But I was wondering if you have ever used something like that that was for a 223 and then went to a heavier bullet like the 300 blackout and noticed, I mean, I'm sure like probably the 600 would end up being the 500, I would think, somewhere in that ballpark, other than just, I mean, I know I am definitely going to get it out and get to shooting with it just for fun, but I was just curious if your experience with doing that and what you have found, or if you have found, you know,
so,
what I think.
So the first thing, what you're talking about, you're asking me a reticle integration question. We're trying to integrate a trajectory with a reticle. So the first thing that you need to do is to understand if that particular 1-6 power scope is first focal plane or second focal plane. Do you know the answer to that?
It's a first focal plane.
Okay, then you're kind of screwed with the 300 blackout. So this is the advantage of the second focal plane. When you're trying to integrate a trajectory, the first focal plane scope, no matter what power you're on, your reticle is going to stay identical spacing. It's not going to change. Okay? But with a second focal plane, when you make a small move to the power, you get an inverse move to the spacing on the reticle. So if, like, let's say everything lined up on a 223 on 6 power and it worked well, with the 300 blackout, you could turn it down to, say, 4.5 power, and all of the reticle marks would line up again with your new trajectory. But see, with a first focal plane,
you don't
have the ability to do that.
I'm sorry,
so.
It is a second focal plane. I'm sorry, because I was talking to the guy about that, and I forgot. When you said that, I was thinking the second
design,
focal plane.
The reticle, what is it designed to be zeroed at? That's my. If, now that we know you have a second
100 yards.
100 yards. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to take the 300 blackout with the scope mounted on it. That's what you're trying to make it work on, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to mount the scope to your 300 blackout. You're going to take it out with your supersonic ammunition. Subsonic won't even be close. Don't even try it. Everything will change dramatically. But if you have a 110 VMAX running 2,500 feet a second with little gunpowder on a 110 VMAX, you can get reasonably close. So you take it out, you zero it at 100 yards, okay? Now you shoot it at 600 yards on the 600-yard reticle, okay? Guess what? It's going to hit low, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's a 300 blackout. It's not a 223. It's going to hit low. So if you hold your 600 mark high on a dirt berm and mark that spot, and take a shot, and then look at how low it hits. Let's say it hits 2 feet low, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to bag your gun in so that it doesn't move. You're going to put your 600-yard mark, your reticle mark, on that spot that you shot at. And you're going to turn the power down until the 600-yard mark is setting on top of where the bullet actually hit, okay?
Yep.
Now your reticle is synchronized for your 300 blackout trajectory.
Wow, that is, I love it when I talk to you, Sam. you got an answer for everything, and it's always incredible. I appreciate that so much. I will do that. Yeah, I'll probably be out this weekend with it.
Now, you have to keep the gun really steady, and you have to have exact marks. You know, a lot of times when you're looking at a bullet impact at long range, you see the dust kicked up from the bullet impact, and the bullet actually hit lower than the dust that you see. So what's really good is if you take a bright piece of like 1 inch or 2 inch tape, bright colored tape, and you make a horizontal line on a 4x8 foot sheet vertically, and you shoot that upper line, and then go look at your bullet hole, and then put a big bright piece of tape where your bullet hole is, and then go back and synchronize your reticle. And that's a way to do that exactly at 600.
Excellent. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it, guys.
Okay, Kyle, you're welcome. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Sam, we've got about 3 minutes here, sir, to get out the word we need to.
Well, I want everybody to take heart as this election approaches. Hope is not a strategy. Do not, under any circumstances, hope for a win for Donald Trump. Get out, get yard signs out, find people that you need to motivate to vote, get them to the polls. Hope is not a strategy. The only way you win is by taking executable action steps that take you to your goal. And so get out of your house, talk to your neighbors, talk to your family, figure out who needs a ride to the polls that's going to vote for Trump, and get them to the polls. It's important that we understand that we get this done. And don't hope for a win. Do what it takes to create a win. Do your part. And I think that's important. And take heart. You know, good wins in the end. I read the last book. I know how this ends. And so don't anybody ever give up. Don't you ever think for a moment that it's acceptable to quit and not fight this evil. It's your responsibility to fight evil, and you can do it in a lot of different ways. And so take heart, have courage, and be willing to take the action steps necessary. It's not enough just to sit and hope for a win.
I agree absolutely. Getting the vote out is going to be a matter of the Republican base versus the Democratic base. That's what it's going to come down to, isn't it?
Yes, and we need to be motivated. You know, we need to show our president that we're behind him. You know, the last time someone had enough courage to fight the deep state was John F. Kennedy, and they killed him. And we need to let these people know that that's not going to happen. If they so much as try and attempt to get Donald Trump, and there's already been several attempts, but if they succeed, we're going to rout them off this planet. And people need to be ready. You can't hope for good. You have to create good. You have to be active in the creation of good. You know, God has a way of rewarding those that stand for his principles. And it's time to stand. And I hope everybody understands that when I say it's time to stand, it's time for me to stand, it's time for you to stand, it's time for everybody to stand for what's right. You know, Sir Edmund Burke is famous for his quote saying, "The only thing for evil to triumph, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." Absolutely. And that he means good men and women. And so you got to get out and do your part. And that's the important thing. Take the action steps. Don't be lazy. This is not the time for laziness or complacency.
That's right. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Well, next Monday, it'll be the day before the election, Sam. Historical event, to say the least.
Good fun. John, always great to be with you. Let freedom ring. Have a great week.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.